from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was at the circa. Put me workin'.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Guru's back. I hope you're not mad. I feel like you're getting mad at me. No. Like, it is not me you're mad
I just think you're crazy.
A lot of people are like, Guru, welcome back, but you're in denial. That hurts. I got to fix my camera. Steiny, I just... The organization is telling you they're most likely going to go down my road and other Warrior, the Fitz model of trying to do something with the big boy. But, like, don't get mad at me is all I'm saying. I know you're not, but I'm with Austin in San Jose. If you're going to tip the ball next year and we're just going to find out how good Moody and Pods and then that, oh, my, what is Steph would – he'll break out in pimples, acne, if that happens. You can't do it that way. It could eventually get there, but you got to sell it or make it look like we went and got you something, Steph. Let's hope this thing works. And when it's all said and done, we did right by Steiny. We tried to get you what we thought.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with. I just do.
I believe
you. You're still hung up on this everything for Steph. I'm out on that.
Wow, man.
Somebody called in yesterday. It's about the Warriors. It's not about a given player. That's where
when did this start? I'm being real about it's not about Steph. I'm just asking.
Well,
because
with me?
How dare you? Yes. How dare you? This dude made you from nothing. And he still got you 26 a game. And Steiny, you're acting like he's got the blue placard handicap. Like, this dude still can put up 26 and shoot 40% from three. Oh, my God, Steiny. I feel like you're
sabotage 2027? I'm not doing that. I'm not. It would be like, you know, you sound like me back in 90 watching Larry Bird lay on the sidelines and think, I think next year he's going to be back to where he was in 86. It's like, I don't believe it. Here's the other thing. I don't care if Steph's Michael Jordan. At some point, you...
Wow, man.
I don't think they owe him anything.
Oh, man.
He's making $5 million yeah, but it's bigger next
than
year.
That. Yeah, but what's Joe Lacob making? You know what I mean? Like, if we do that, but I hear you. That's nothing compared to what the Warriors are doing. And Stani, we're talking about an all-time great, man. You cannot pull the plug on trying to do the microwave version of a quick fix. I know it sounds crazy. I don't think I'm by myself. You owe them something. And that's why, and I know there are reports, but I've been bedridden every time somebody's linked to the Warriors. And it may not work if they do try to land a fish, but you got to make it look like you're trying to give Steph some help. That's what this is about, Stein. He has no help.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Mike's in Berkeley. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man, no problem.
I've got a couple questions and a quick comment. I promise I'll be as quick as possible. Was Steph Curry a finished product at age 22? Was Klay Thompson a finished product at age 22? And why does Draymond Green get 4 second chances when a guy like Moses Moody hasn't even gotten his first? This guy's gotten garbage thrown at him last year from this coaching staff, and he's shined. I mean, he's shined. So my question is, do you think that this guy is in a gym somewhere working 8 hours a day, working on his game, and trying to emerge as the next superstar for the Warriors?
Which player? Kuminga?
Thanks for taking the call.
Kuminga? Pardon? Are you talking about Jonathan Kuminga?
Moses Moody.
Oh, gotcha.
Moses Moody.
I believe that.
Kuminga's got a small ceiling. I don't think he's as good as – he doesn't have the basketball savvy that Moody does. Not even close. I know they play different positions. But I think Moody's got more upside than anybody on this team.
Wow.
And he's the second most popular player on this team besides Steph. So, anyway, I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with
– Moses.
Hey, Goo, if Steph says that Joe Lacob, let's re-sign Klay. Are you re-signing Klay?
I'm being so real with you because it's bigger than basketball now. Okay. If Steph's – he has that card to play.
Still.
And if he told me – but you could listen to what you're saying. That would be big coming from Steph. If I'm Joe and he said it, I would do it. I got to tell you this, just to piggyback on my own answer. I think he did that with Draymond.
Oh, how'd that work out?
And there you go.
Exactly. Like the idea, you know what? Maybe it's this. Like you're right, we've never seen anything like Steph Curry before. But the idea, it's not about Steph Curry.
Wow.
I mean, basically when you say it's all about Steph Curry, what you're saying is to me, this is what I'm hearing, that you're willing to make a move that's a long shot to work out, knowing full well in 3 or 4 years you'll be in a worse position. I'm not doing that. I would not do that. That's just me.
And I'll tell you what, partner. You run the risk of how it looks now on the chessboard of being in that situation and still having Steph Curry. So, to me, I don't think you can rebuild or do anything for the future, Stani, until 30 is gone. And I think that's just the price of doing business. That is the cost of the dynasty.
The Celtics didn't do that with Bird.
Well, they had Len Bias in that, and that was a
San Antonio
setback.
Spurs allowed Tim Duncan to come off the bench, take less of a role. I mean...
But he's so far from that right now, Steiny. Steph not being a starter and not making the All-Star team. Like, I'm not wearing Curry underwear. I'm being real. And you know what? This is random, but as I was bedridden, I've said it 20 times, I thought of this. About just where the Warriors are. Was it really the right move to say night-night to DiVincenzo? Or are you going to look me in the face and tell me, Steiny, Goo, that small potatoes, they couldn't. Just think about the year Dante DiVincenzo had. Was that the right move for the Warriors to say bye? Because I'm thinking, man, had they had a dude that could hit a clutch shot, D up, just scrap, why wasn't he valued?
He had a player option. So he signed a 2-year deal with the Warriors And he didn't get big money last year, so he had a player option, and he opted out. And he signed for 50-something million. You want him for 50-something million? They can't, because they don't have that kind of money. 888-957-9570 is the number. Woo! The offseason
is here.
It is here. It's absolutely here. And what are you doing if you're the Golden State Warriors? If you listen to Mike Dunleavy, they can go in any kind of different direction.
I know everything.
Let's go to May in Florida. May in Florida.
Hi, Steiny. Hi, Guru.
Hey.
I'm glad you're doing fine, Guru. I heard you've been down, but I'm glad you're up and about.
I appreciate it.
Steiny, I want to ask this question about, I don't think anyone asked too much about it. You know, we have the G League, right?
Yep.
And those guys are groomed for moving up to the Warriors bench, right?
Yep.
Okay, we have Santos and we have Canero. They play really well, but they really wasn't utilized that much because of the time of the guys, our starters, playing whatever, but why don't we start in-house? I was always taught that if you start in-house and work on what you got, and we need a big person, we really need a center, and we don't have all that much money to give out to everybody, why can't we work with that to see what you got? Because those guys are good. Y'all talking about marketing and all these guys. It's going to take at least 4 or 5 players from the Warriors, so what are we going to have if we give all these young players up? And the league is young, so what are we going to do?
That's a great question.
What do you all think about that?
Well, I'm not keen on moving a lot of the young guys. Now, if there's a right deal out there for one of them, I might do it. But the way I look at it is, if you think moving on is risky, if you think moving on is risky, to me, standing pat is just foolish. It just is.
Making a move for the next 2 years, that's not standing pat to me. That's kind of going all in.
Yeah, and I just, like, as a basketball strategy, after watching last year, watch the whole year play out, and then watch the playoffs, as a basketball strategy, I'm not getting older. That's my feeling. I think it is unrealistic to believe that 3 or 4 35-year-olds and above are going to be able to last the season and then play their highest level of basketball in April, May, and June.
See, I don't think you can get better without getting older from where you're at now. You obviously you'd want something to drop from the basketball skies of youngster in his prime, and you could get him.
Is Steph getting better or worse?
He's getting worse. But
is Draymond getting better or worse?
Worse.
Okay, is Clay getting better or worse?
Worse.
What about Pajemski? What about Moody?
Yeah.
What about Jackson Davis?
How much better for the youngsters?
But you know what the other three have given you.
Championships.
Okay, you're living in the past. You just are, and that's fine. You're living in the past, it feels like. And that's okay.
But you understand the premise of...
I don't, because
in order to get better, they're going to make a move. If they did, most likely the number is not going to be a 25-year-old. It's going to be an older guy.
Yeah.
But, Steiny, the age is just on the piece of paper, the birth certificate. Yeah, Jimmy Butler can still hoop his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George with Dre and Steph, that would be a problem.
Well, you think it is. You think it would be a problem. I don't.
I'm asking, and you told me, but Steiny, what would you like to really see them do?
I'd like to see them actually try to add a guy who's in his prime, somebody who's 27.
So he don't have to be a superstar. Doesn't have to be.
No. In fact, I've said this a million times, if Clay walks, I don't necessarily think we're worse. We might be. But let's see what Moody and Pajemski can do. There are other things outside shooting on a basketball court. I mean, Moody and Pajemski are better defensive players than Clay right now. Pajemski's
I give you that.
5 times the creator. Mm-hmm. You know, Moody's better defensively. 888-957-9570. I want to play some of this Bobby Marks. Let's deal with Clay first. Bobby Marks on where Clay could go, if anywhere.
He's a two-year guy. I'm on a two-year contract. I think you can take the hardline stance if you're Golden State and say we're not bidding against anybody or we're not competing against anyone. Or you can take the approach that some teams have done in the past where you're saying, you know, we know that there's a limited market out there, but we still think this player has value and we still want to reward that player. So I think, and that's why I said, like, you have to be careful if you're Golden State here, because who's to say that Klay Thompson goes sign somewhere for $13 million? I wouldn't throw that out the window there. So listen, I think the best for him to probably maximize, if he's looking for another a big contract, it is probably in Golden State. It is probably somewhere between maybe $20 and $25 million. It's just a matter of if that's the direction he wants to go.
Bobby Marks.
Oh, man.
Bobby Marks.
And again, Stoudy, I know I'm just a regular Samaritan here. How can I feel bad for, but is basketball bad? So just a month ago, we were all talking, or the streets were, reporters, oh boy, the market for Clay, he might get 30. Not only are the Warriors or his current team, they're not having conversations. Now they're talking about the market is drying up, like other teams aren't willing to go there with them. And then I think of three the hard way. It might be the number annually, his role, and then the years. Like, that's a recipe of night-night. Like, if all three of those boxes are if they're that far off, that would explain what's being reported. Nothing's happening. I really believe they could come with the right number for Clay and say, we want you coming off the bench. And he's like, oh, hell nah. Like, that's a monster in itself. It is, like, Ayuk's is just about the, what, give me, meet my number. Clay's is about, I'm just thinking, the role as well.
If I'm Clay, I'm not coming back. Why would I come? Why? Let me ask you this.
I'm with you, man.
Why would Clay want to come back?
I told you, I thought he was gone. I want to wear one jersey. If you ask me to answer that, that's all I have.
And I think that's less important to him than finding a role and getting paid.
And Willard and Dibbs had his dad on. Willard has a relationship with Michael Thompson Steiny, and I'll never forget it. I didn't get out the car. Thank you, Evan. The way his dad was, I'll use the word guarded about Clay, I really felt like they knew that this can't happen, and right now they're living it. I just feel like it's a matter of time now, days, hours, before we find out he's gone. You're right. Why would a guy that proud, that's climbed the heights that he's climbed with this team, want to just look at what he deems lesser, taking his position for him to be coming off the bench? And he did it and didn't say a word. We knew he hated it, but then he got back in the start line.
Yeah, and that's almost more of an insult.
No doubt about
it. Thank you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency, I'll tell you right now, it's essentially started. Let's go to Paul in San Jose. Hey, Paul, how you doing? Paul's in San
Jose. I'm doing pretty good, guys. What about y'all?
Oh, we need answers, man.
So you guys both make valid points, and I'm kind of leaning towards Steiny. I mean, if you look at the West, Guru, be honest. Do you think they can compete with the Wolves' physicality? You think they can compete with the Nuggets? You think they can compete with I don't know about the Suns, but the West in general, I don't think the Warriors are close to competition. So I think there are some drastic moves to be made. However, the reason I called is I want to warn Steiny about you about saying you owe nothing to Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Don't be the Patriots, man. They try to push Tom Brady out for 7 years. He leaves. He wins a chip. And Gillette Stadium is at 30% capacity last year. Do not be that franchise. I understand, yeah, it's bigger than one player. But if you're too hasty about pushing out your stars – I mean, you're willing to bottom out and just collect talent, you got to be careful about that.
I appreciate that, Paul. I'm not pushing Steph out under what I'm saying is, but I'm also not letting him run my franchise. I'm not trading him.
He's not your number one priority.
I'm not trading Steph. He's got two more years left. I'm not pushing him out. I'm not pushing him out at all. But I'm not letting him dictate the direction of the franchise.
Well, that's where respect comes in. It's almost nonverbal. It's like, okay, you know who I am. I'm going Kevin Durant. You know who I am. You know I need something. It's obvious. Everybody can see it. I need some help.
Yeah, we'll try.
And if Clay walks.
We'll try. We're going to try, Steph. Now get out of here. Like, seriously. Hey, Steph, we're going to try to make our team better. Hit the pipe.
Okay.
Seriously.
Right. I got some for you. You
He's
played the
just
Ramona, the great
a player. Joe Lacob said it himself. They're just players.
But actions speak louder than words. Ramona said, Steiny, and I'm asking you what this word means to you. She said they're aggressive.
You know what? They were linked to Dwight Howard 2 years after Lacob bought the team. That's like the MO. That's what everybody says. He's going to make phone calls. He called LeBron. They're going to see. Look, I'll tell you right now, as long as Joe Lacob owns the team, every time there's action, we're going to hear, the Warriors are active.
All right,
they just thought,
right.
So what?
I think that means something. Even if,
I don't think it means a damn thing unless they pull something off.
Well, it's the Farhan model. Hey, we tried. We just couldn't get it. Like, I think for fans, it's like, you're telling me there's a chance, but you never, you know what I mean? Like, the optics look good. And I think you need the optics when it comes to Steph Curry and just making sure you're sending him the message like, dude, we know what time it is. We know you're not 25. We know the end is near. You know, I'm talking two or three. We're going to do right by you and try to get you something in here like a Paul George. And if that means you think Curry cares about Kuminga and his, he would never say it, about his next three window? Hell nah, he's trying to win now.
And that's why you don't let Steph run the franchise.
That's pretty good. No,
so you're right. Steph doesn't give a damn about Kuminga. So does that mean we all don't give a damn about Kuminga?
Kuminga would not be the reason I wouldn't land Paul George, Butler, or Kevin Durant, or marketing. It's just
he's a player, Goo.
Yeah,
I would. You know,
but he's been your franchise, Donnie, for. And you've won four rings.
He deserved it.
And you're one of the richest, if not the richest, but you and Dallas, just think about what he's done. It's okay, easy for us to say he's just a guy.
Right.
I think it's easy for you to say
just let Steph run the organization.
No, and I ain't saying it. You know what I mean. Get the guy some help. That's all I'm saying. I think if that carries some weight, and it doesn't even need to be said. I think we'd be naive if you didn't think behind closed doors, Joe Lacob might be like, damn, I'm paying him 51. We got to do this. But he knows I owe him that.
He owes him $55 million. That's what he owes him. 59 the year after this year. Like,
oh, man.
What more do you owe Steph? You really owe him to trade Kuminga. If that's what he wants, but you're skeptical about it, Joe Lacob and management, you really gonna do that?
I would, Steiny.
I wouldn't. Let's quick go to Lamont. Lamont is in Oakland. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, I just wanted to say something real quick. Unless the Warriors are getting LeBron James. And that's even, I say that with a tongue in cheek, they're not one player away.
Mm.
So they need a couple veteran players away. And honestly, when I look at the free agents that they get, these guys are not winners, man. Paul, there's a reason why these guys have been in the league for 12, 13 years. They're good players. Paul George is probably the third best player on your team if you try to get a chip. DeMar DeRozan? Are we really doing this? Like, when we're looking at the players who are actually available, Ogunobi's a good defender, but come on, man. Like, there's not enough talent in this pool that's going to put them over the hump. Enough, and it's not enough to leverage a young team, right? So when I look at what's happened this year with Steph Curry, yeah, he's 26 a game. He's still got some time left. But he needs two other great, good to great players. And they got to almost be better than him. Steiny, you said this a couple months ago, and I don't forget this. You said the best chance for Steph to get a chip is probably on another team. Right, you probably got to move him to another team.
But nobody wants that, though.
Ready.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Right. I understand. We don't want that. But I'm just saying, when you look on in the field that's out there right now, who is really going to push him over the hump? And the other thing is the style of play. The Warriors got those championships on a certain style of play. There's no free agent that's going to be able to fill Clay's shoes. Let's keep it on it. And Clay's not shooting the same way. They won on a three-point style that. They were the best shooting backcourt ever. I think we keep forgetting that it's not that easy to replace that. And then for 2 years, they had Durant. So it's like, it's not that he, building this dynasty and keeping this going, man, that is a, they struck lightning, and that was a great time. But we got to remember in the reality of what actually happened. That was the best shooting backcourt ever. And then they added Kevin Durant for two, and then they got another one with Boston. That would have been my swan song. That last one they got against Boston, I'm tipping my hat, and I'm saying, you know what? We did what we came to do. We did what we came to do. Because that Boston one, Boston played, they should have won that series, but Steph and them boys willed themselves to that fourth championship and proved everybody wrong. But they should have tipped, at that, you tip your hat and you say, you know what? We did that. We did that, but this thing is over, because I'm just keeping real with you. There's not enough out there to get them back there, and there's too many young teams. Kevin Durant, guess what? He went home in the first round.
I know.
Paul George went in. All these guys that we're talking about are old. Look who's in the championship.
Oh,
look who's in the championship this year. Luka's 25. Tatum and Brown. Them old guys can shoot, and they're great scorers, but guess what? They're not bringing the chip home. Durant had Booker and Beal. Look what happened. Look what happened.
Oh,
like, these
boy.
Older guys.
I got you.
He didn't let him go.
I got you, Lamont. I got you, Lamont.
Boy, that wasn't priest life. It was
all, I want them to send the message.
Jesus, man.
And this is from the 415, and I guarantee you, whoever sent this is 25 years or younger.
Uh-oh.
Steph Curry is the Warriors. Steph is the franchise.
That's just, thank you, Evan. Oh,
what about,
that's just,
I have a 510 number, don't worry.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Because we up against
it's the Golden State Warriors, and Joe Lacob owes it to Golden State Warriors fans to try to make the Golden State Warriors the best team he can make it as quickly as he can make it. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto line, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
He'll break out in pimples.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who's back?
Damn! Oh, I got a bone to pick with you, too. I was bedridden, and I'm listening to you and Evan, and you messed up on a word. The gray Evan caught you slipping with your vocab. And I'm sitting in bed sipping my broth. Mia was making me broth. And I hear you say, well, Guru does that every day. That's going to get back to him.
Yeah.
I was on the bad phone. Yeah. No, I mess up words. I don't create new words. That's not I mess a word up.
Well, you've gotten this story wrong already, but that's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Evan was the one who said he created a new word. That isn't a word, and I said, Goo does that every day.
And you said, oh, that's going to get back to
don't
him.
Don't worry, I got him, Goo.
Yeah, you did.
It was a harmless parry. 888-957-9570 is the number.
You disagree. But we're going to find out.
What do I disagree with?
The fact that you owe Steph Curry the immediate... Like, you got to almost mortgage your... This is going to be strong.
No.
You got to mortgage your future to maximize the next 2 to 3 years of Steph Curry. And it's so big, and people may not want to hear this, but I think a lot of people that know what I'm talking about, when you talk about family, loyalty, let me tell you what family and loyalty has gotten Draymond Green. A new contract that he didn't deserve from Joe Lacob, who told Tim Kawakami on the podcast that I look at him as a brother. Okay, Klay Thompson, this is different. But when we talk about Steph Curry and maybe Steiny, what you owe him, I'm not telling you it's right or wrong, but the loyal thing to do is, you know what, we got to ride this thing out, and there's really no reboot or rebuilding until he's no longer a Warrior. And I hate to bring this up, it is a nightmare
of
mine.
So hold on. Let's say he plays next year and he averaged 25 a game.
Okay.
He's due for a contract extension. Are you extending him?
Now that would be...
At the max? Are you going to extend him for the max?
But hold on, I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. Do we make the playoffs or not?
Yeah, you made the playoffs. You won a round even. You lost in the Western Conference semis. Mm-hmm.
I would tell you right now, I would lean towards... Whatever the number is, we got you. But now I would be afraid of Steph saying, hey, I know where we're at. we may never get back to the mountaintop. Maybe you need to find a suitor for me and me don another uniform. But I think he's Jordan. Well, I think he's Kobe-like, Magic-like, to where he's going to wear one jersey.
Here's what I think about Steph Curry. I think when we talk like this, we insult him. And here's what I mean.
I think
Steph Curry is smart enough to know that having played in the NBA for 15 years and having watched his father play for 15 years and having the realistic head on his shoulders that he does, I don't think Steph Curry is looking at the Warriors saying, well, we can win it next year. Mm. Like, he's not that dumb. Mm. He's just not. He knows they're in a brutal situation. He knows he was part of a dynasty. He's got respect for basketball history. He knows that where the Warriors are right now is an extremely challenging spot. Very challenging. It's going to be really hard to make this thing happen, whatever they want to have, get back into contention. So, like, I don't believe that Steph Curry thinks that, oh, there are definitely moves out there where we can win it. I mean, I think he hopes that.
Right, no doubt.
But go ahead. You can't promise something to Steph that you can't deliver. Nor can he.
But it's
possibly.
But that's the beautiful part of the game, Stani. The answers come from what happens and transpires game to game, night to night on the court. The point is how you feel about going into a season. And as honest as you were right there, if that's how Steph Curry feels, I get chills thinking that way. Then, Stani, the rat on the table brought to you by ATCO is, if Curry's really being that raw, he's got to look himself in the mirror and say, you know what? I may be in the way. I may be in the way of this team rebooting.
I would. I absolutely would.
Or
if I'm Steph Curry and I think it's over, I might say to Joe Lacob, I'll be your get-out-of-jail-free card.
Now, that's happened in sports before. I don't think we're remotely close. Or, Stani.
Remotely close. He's 36 years old.
I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this to you about how you just went into that, man. I just pictured Steph raw and uncut, if you were right. So, let me get this straight. When it's all said and done, all the money, everything that Steph has brought, and the money that you paid Steph, the one thing Joe Lacob could say is, you know what? Man, I tried to trade to get Steph more top-tier talent to make one last run-ditch effort at it, okay. And it cost me Kuminga. When it's all said and done, if that were to happen and they didn't win again or even get close, I don't think, even if Kuminga went and was a perennial all-star,
really?
When it's all said and done, you still won the Steph Curry sweep. Like, Joe Lacob is going to sit back and say, thank you. Let me give you a bow. That's what I'm saying.
Joe Lacob would absolutely not take that. He would not take Paul George, no title, and then watch Kuminga be an all-star for 8 years. No chance. Like, how stupid would you have to be to do that?
That's on the table with whoever, if they make a move and it cost him Kuminga.
That's on the table. If that's the way they go, but there's no chance they go that way.
See, that's what, and I think,
here's the other thing where you're completely underestimating Lacob. You actually think that he's going to bring essentially the same team back. No chance. Like, no chance.
Well, that's why we're here. Just Ramona again. That's why she's saying they're aggressive.
Right.
Like, they're going to do something.
They're going to try.
But who do you really think it's for? Two guys.
Who?
Three, Curry, and Draymond. Because I really believe they still think they got action.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? Run it back. Let me ask you, do you think Joe Lacob thinks it's a 54-win team with Draymond? I don't.
Do you think he thinks they're more a 10th seed or a 54-win team? I think he would say, I think we're more the 54-win team.
Knowing Joe Lacob, I think he looked at last year's team and said, we stink.
Wow, man.
5-21.
You didn't bring Chris Paul in here thinking you were going to not make the playoffs.
5-21. That was their record against the best teams in the West.
They can't
compete with the best teams in the West. They were 5 and 21.
I get it.
Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Talk to us.
Hey, baby, what's up with you? I'm having an interesting conversation. Only one guru Joe has to be true to is himself and the investors. Mm. That's it. You feel me, Goo? You got to remember, Goo, you be talking all this. What you be talking? You be talking some righteous stuff. But my point is, turn everything around. No, listen, Goo. Turn everything around. If you're the owner, right? You're Joe Lacob, right? And you're paying someone 55, 30 million, 28, 25 million. You ain't, what? Bro, you better get your butt out there and play. I don't want to hear none of them. Go practice your jump shot. That's how you would be, Goo. Honestly, if you're the owner, you're paying these people millions and millions in life-changing money and putting them on. But I'm just keeping it real, bro. And then at the end of the day, what are we talking about? This ain't no championship team. We talking about Klay Thompson. Or the disease of me is real. We out here talking about stuff that has nothing to do with winning chips. Nothing to do with winning championships. We need to mortgage Klay for two, three other players. It's point blank. We don't have enough bodies. We need more players. We may not be able to get the great players that we want, but we may have to get two or three other players. And another thing, somebody talk about how we won championships. I'm going to keep it real. We had a steady diet of great mid-range shooters, and we used to lead the league in dunks and layups, and we had Klay and Steph, the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. That's how we won championships. Not from hella three-point shooters. We had Sean Livingston. We had Mo Spates. We had jump shooters, man. And then money has changed Draymond Green. I can safely say that. I didn't want to admit that, but it has. And status, success, has changed Klay Thompson. Only one that ain't changed is Steve Kerr and Steph Curry. That's it.
Mike, that
money has changed Draymond, and success and status has changed Klay Thompson.
No, wow. Well, he gave us the...
Oh, that was Dick Vermeil?
Yeah, that was Dick Vermeil. No, Mike, that was... Wow. But I'll say this to Mike. So Mike is a Warrior fan, a lifelong Dub fan. When you hear the Warriors linked to some of the big boys, doesn't that send the signal that they're going to die trying or what they deem the right course of action is?
Do you think that's new?
No,
it's old.
But they're telling you we still think our dude, number 30, still has something left.
What they're saying is the same thing when Joe Lacob bought the team. We're going to be aggressive. We're going to be aggressive. They're not any more aggressive now.
Well, the need is, as the talent erodes around you and Curry, Steiny, it's a necessity now that you go replenish.
Well, you can.
Well, you can if you get Durant. You can if you get Butler. You don't like their age, but I'm drinking the milk while you're like, this thing's going to expire in six more months. Drink the milk. We'll deal with it then. That's what this signals is. I'm not far off as a lot of people, as you think, in regard to they're trying to go.
Run it back. I dare you.
No, run it back with better, another star, Steiny.
Well, that's easier said than done.
Right.
So what if you can't get a star?
Then it's
like
running
then
back.
Oh, Steph,
no,
I'm
no.
so
it's
sorry.
It's the Fitz model.
Oh, I'm so sorry,
with Klay
Steph.
Without. It's
hey,
the
Steph,
Fitz
oh, my
model.
God, don't be mad.
No, stop.
Don't be mad. We tried.
It's different when you try in the Farhan thing.
Again, what is they've been trying ever since Joe Lacob bought the team. What is different now?
They're not making the playoffs when they brought in Chris Paul and everybody just knew they were making it.
They made the finals and went out and got Durant. Okay? His reputation is to be aggressive. He's doing nothing this offseason that he hasn't done every single offseason.
But this shattered
him. Let me tell you what's not
news. This hurt his heart, Steiny, not making the playoffs.
Did it hurt it more than the last two times in 4 years?
I would say there was...
Which hurt the most of the last 5 years? Which three non-playoff years
hurt him
the most?
But there were injuries to say, you know what, that's why we didn't make it. That's why we didn't make it. This was... We saw him and Raymond Ritter here at the station. We heard. I know y'all, Guru, you'll fall for it.
You know,
that man really thought they had some. He never once in a million years thought they weren't going to make the playoffs. That's why I'm saying, Steiny, this is like the 1906 quake to him. You telling me we didn't make the offs and I'm sitting with Steph Curry? I'm just telling
you. You're answering your own question in a way. Yeah, that's right, Goo. You're sitting with Steph Curry. You're sitting with Steph Curry, the guy who you continually say, well, as long as you have Steph, you got action. That's not true. You've missed the playoffs 3 times in 5 years. You don't automatically have action with Steph Curry. You don't anymore. You need more than Steph Curry. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo. What's up, Coach?
Coach.
Hey, Steiny Guru.
Hey, hey.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
And today, I'm totally with you, Steiny Guru, right now. The Warriors would not even trade Kuminga for Butler straight up. Kuminga is more valuable than Jimmy Butler. He doesn't move the needle. And it's insulting to lump him with Kevin Durant. I mean, that's not even close. However, the Guru, do you remember in the Sacramento Kings game when a backup third-string guard picked Steph Curry twice in the middle of the court?
And he picked Wiggins, too. And, you're right. I do.
You know, so what Steiny is saying is this. The league has gotten faster and more athletic, bringing in old guys. Oklahoma City, Houston, they would run those old guys off the court.
Things change with Draymond and success.
Uh-oh, that was Mike. Hey, Coach.
No, I'm still here. Are you still here?
Yeah, we got it. Go ahead.
My bad.
Yeah, they would run them off the court, Guru. So you do need to play the young guys more. Steph would welcome Kuminga in the game. He would welcome Moody in the game. He would welcome Trace Jackson Davis in the game because they would bring the energy out there, and Steph would not have to put out as much because they would be providing energy. You bring an old dog like Paul George, or you an old dog Jimmy Butler, an old dog Kevin Durant, you might as well bring back Chris Paul.
Coach, let me just jump in and you finish. All right, I know I'm operating, I won't say loser mentality. When Denver won their chip 2 years ago, they beat Miami. And you know who dragged Miami with nobodies to the finals? It was Jimmy Butler.
Eastern Conference.
It was Jimmy Butler. He took them to the finals. They lost to
Denver.
Eastern
Conference.
Oh, okay. But still, it's a feat, Coach. So I feel like you're selling Butler short on that. Like he is a dog still, and I still think he has something left.
You know, but Butler is redundant to what we have, Guru. Butler is, he's the same height and size as a Kuminga, Draymond, Moody. We need a big man, and we need a point guard that's really, really fast to stop dribble penetration. We need that really bad.
Wow.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the call.
I like Coach. Yeah, he's down on Butler. Wow. I'm not, Steiny. I think Butler knows he's getting moved. It may not be here. A dog like that, he knows what he did and how I think he's just getting his way out of Miami was almost so disrespectful. He knows wherever he shows up, it's go time.
It feels like if people had the choice, they would choose Paul George over Jimmy Butler.
Would you choose?
I like Butler. I think he has more of a track record of winning.
And I like George, Steiny, but he broke my heart. But he would be the third fiddle. Butler would be a
and it doesn't buy, like you don't think twice about the fact that Durant went nowhere in the playoffs. Paul George went nowhere in the playoffs. James Harden went nowhere in the playoffs. This year Butler didn't even play in the playoffs because he was hurt. Like there's a theme Curry didn't make the playoffs. Draymond Green didn't make the playoffs. LeBron James, I don't know. Did they make the play-in? I can't even remember. LeBron James, no factor in the postseason. Those guys, like, aren't they showing you those types of players that the league is leapfrogging them?
See, I don't want to go there yet because I know you talk about how long you watched the game. I think Kevin Durant, he didn't benefit from that whole team didn't from not having a point guard. But when it was all said and done, I thought Durant did well for himself, even losing in that series to where you're like, you know what? Other things are going on. But you bring up those names, but they weren't together. And I think if you get Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green together, along with Steph Curry, that is way better than anything
than
you could
concoct. Better than Booker, Durant, and Beal?
I guess I could say that confidently now, watching that fail.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve's in San Jose. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, long-time listener, third-time caller.
Thank you.
Wanted to touch on the Warriors situation. Not only, you know, I think we should bring back Clay at a discount if needed, most definitely. He's part of the culture. It keeps us winning. And then I also, you know, I also think a strong case for Jimmy Butler. You know, don't you forget, in 2018, he challenged the Minnesota.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Good catch, E.
Well.
Yeah, you reap what you sow,
he
brother.
He challenged Karl Anthony Towns and, and Wiggins.
Yeah, he did more than that.
Stein. Oh, yeah, dude, hey, coach, you're one of my favorite, and he's critical of me too, Stoney, but he's still one of my favorite. I think he sold Jimmy Butler short. Now, you're right, and you're going to throw something at me that's fine. I'll catch it. I'd rather you tell me Butler didn't make the playoffs from health reasons. That's better than being available and getting ousted like Phoenix did. Like, I don't understand what happened.
I don't care.
But to me, that's how I look at it because you brought it up.
Well, guess what? Butler only played 60 games. How are you going to be a four seed when Butler only plays 60 games?
Well, the gig is you hope that doesn't repeat itself.
Exactly. That's why I'm not getting older. Mm. Because I don't think you can keep walking that line. You keep relying on these guys. They're not going to be the guys.
I got to, before you get to the next call, I got a Clay question. What do you think could be said to salvage whatever's Nothing. Going on that hasn't been said already?
$30 million a year. That's what you could say.
Yeah, well, that boy.
Yeah. Joe's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, I'm kind of agreeing with Steiny, man. They cannot get older. If they get one of those old guys and they can do it without giving up one of the four core young guys, I say fine, but otherwise don't give them up. Guru, you're buying into a lie. The lie you're buying into that's driving me crazy is that if Draymond would have played the whole year, the Warriors would have been a better team.
Yeah.
They were 2 games over .500 when he went out, dude. And the only reason they improved in the second half of the season is because the young guys started playing. The last third of the season, it was because Trace Jackson Davis, Pods, and Kuminga all started getting more minutes, and then they won. They were .500 with Draymond before he got suspended. It's a total lie that they would be better if he'd have played the whole year, and it's killing me every time I hear it.
Well, I'll say this to that. We don't say they would have went undefeated in the games he missed, but you feel like, all right, let's just say they were .500. You add that win total onto what they already had. Stoney, they're a fifth, sixth seed.
I don't live in fantasy land. I don't. And I certainly am not going to strategize in a fantasy realm.
Well, what land are the Warriors operating? Forget me. What land are they operating
in
now?
They are the 10th best team in the West. That's what I'm looking at them as. That's a fact. What isn't a fact is if they had Draymond, they would win 54. That's an opinion. A fact is they're the 10th best team in the Western Conference. And their most important players continue to get older. Not 30 to 31. Not 31 to 32. 35 to 36.
Because I was just about to say, Dallas Wink got 32-year-old Kyrie, but he was, that don't even fit.
And they you're giving 25-year-old Luka Doncic. Norman's in Oakland. What's up, Norm?
Hey, fellas, how are you guys?
Norm.
Thank you for taking my call. I mean, I usually disagree with you, Stein. I mean, but I think you're. I mean, you're right on point. I mean, we are getting. We do need to.
Ah, Norman, you're breaking up, buddy.
You're breaking up. You know what? Norm got me thinking this. Mm. You're like, hey, Mom, you just turned 70. You're the guy like, hey, let's plan the funeral in good health. Just, you know, Mom's in heaven, but I'm just using, like, that's where you're at. We're all getting older. Everybody's getting older. LeBron's, you know what I mean, Stan? You don't live like that. It's the NBA,
it's not life.
Hey, happy birthday. You turned 70. All right, plan the funeral. No, that's not how you do it.
Well, you know how else you don't do it? we're going to win a title with four guys 35 and older.
We're going to try to get better.
That is a joke. After watching the playoffs this year in the regular season, you want to get older. When you were already old last year, and you were 5-21.
Well, all those hot shot young guys, and I ain't taking shots, but I guess I am. Turn on that Sacramento King game, the play-in game, which I still watch while I was bedridden. And if we got all those promising youngsters, you turn that game on, because that is the one that has me scared. You know what?
I mean. So it was the young guys?
No, it was there.
How'd Curry play that game? How'd Curry, Draymond, and Clay play that game?
Not their best work at all.
Thank you. All right. We got to figure out a way to get Brandon Ayuk into this conversation.
Oh, here we go. What's going on in the Bay?
It's called business. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I do want to bring up Brandon Ayuk. I think there's some parallels with Klay Thompson, and I actually think both are essentially a victim of circumstance that have been outside their control. 888-957-9570, or if you want to answer who's getting hosed more, Klay or Brandon Ayuk, we can talk about that. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.